On one hand, this could save you a couple $1,000s.
Nice.
On the other hand, ew.
I've had a few experiences with this stuff.
Yes.
As a young man and as an adult.
Mm.
And there's nothing to worry about. You know, I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah, and that's what's so weird about this. Because once this would be in your head, it would be impossible to get a good night's rest without being skeeved out. It doesn't matter how comfy. It doesn't matter how big. Because your mom and dad use this, and now they want to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So I would like to read you a piece of a Facebook message we received a few days ago.
What happened?
Well, it's a long one, so I'm going to give you some background.
Yeah.
Charlie wrote us. He and his fiance just closed on a house.
Nice.
So he's got a lot going on. He's getting married. Sure. A new house. I would estimate he's between like 25 and 28 looking at
his
picture.
So it's a big commitment.
It is, yeah, yes. Yeah. And very exciting. Very exciting. And Kimmy, you know, as a younger person, buying a house, getting married all in the same time, when you are doing this stuff, not only does it get very expensive, so you are trying to save as much money as you can,
mm-hmm.
Your family will also unload all the things they don't want on
you. Hey, come take a look at my basement.
Friends and family will start showing up with stuff.
And that's where the trouble begins.
So what's the problem?
We'll jump in the middle of this Facebook message here from Charlie. Quote, my fiance and I haven't lived together, and we both have full-size beds, so we planned on buying a new one. My fiance mentioned this to my mom randomly, and my mother offered to give them my parents' bed.
Probably king size.
She said they needed a new one anyways, and they'd just be donating it.
Wore that mother out. On mother.
It's a California king size bed.
Ooh, California king? That's as big as it gets, son. That's coast to coast.
So Charlie goes on, my fiance said yes right away and was excited to tell me. When she told me, I said absolutely not. Not only is a used mattress gross, I don't think she realized that I wouldn't want to sleep in a bed that my parents have had sex on.
Getting sticky where mama sat.
Ew.
That's what she said.
She says I'm overreacting, Charlie goes on. That we can't afford a bed like this, and if we got a new one, we could be saving at least $1,000, which we really need. He says, I'm not backing down. He goes on from there, but that's all we need. All right.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, getting your parents' bed for free. And there's a lot of layers to this Facebook message. Let's start with the gross factor. You, Tommy, sit for a second. You sit there quietly.
I haven't said a word yet.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You said gross words.
You said gross words.
You did say gross words. Kimmy.
You're in trouble.
Could you sleep in your parents' bed?
Well, this whole thing for two reasons. Like, there's a reason they want to get rid of the bed because it's either uncomfortable or it's old enough now where they're we need a new one.
I said be quiet.
So, I am. Be quiet.
So on that level alone, I'm like, nah, no thank you.
Papa got sprung, busted them springs.
Yeah, I'm out on
Mama
most,
lays back and she stares at the ceiling and sings.
I'm out on most used family beds.
So the gross factor bothers you?
Yeah, unless it was like in a different room or something, like a guest room or something.
Okay.
If that's like your main area where you slept, I'm out.
They were doing all kinds of banging in that bed.
Oh, and sure.
Who knows what kind of fluids have seeped into that mattress?
Well, you know what kinds.
No, I'm saying, like, that's where you're going to lay your head at night? On your dad's batch? On the batress? It's your dad's batress. You have no problem with this?
So, I told you, like, when my parents would go away, my first girlfriend, Terrelline, I would bang her on my parents' bed because they had the big king-size bed. And we would get
your own room.
And you're tiny.
Bro, we would get, I mean, we would do some ass naked banging. Like, we were both stripped down teenage, banging on my parents' sheets, like tearing it up. And I didn't even care what month it was, where we're at. We just went after it.
Nobody asked
your parents' bed. That's your parents' bed.
Yes.
And you were like,
it's not holy ground.
Okay, question. That didn't freak her out a little bit?
No, she's a kid. By the way, she's a Florida girl.
Okay, fair enough.
You're a Florida boy banging on your parents' bed.
You can layer them up against a palm tree, man. They don't care.
That is one of the grossest things you've ever described on this show. And that says a lot if you listen to this.
All right, so when I moved here, you know I had nothing. I had $30 to my name. I had a little tiny efficiency, one bedroom, like that's it, one room apartment on Park. So I had nothing. So I went out and I bought a used TV for $100. I bought a used mattress and bed for $100.
Okay.
And for $200, I was up and running. So I had a used mattress and it was just a small mattress, but it was, I don't even know how old it was, but $100, I had a bed.
Okay, here's the thing. Not an ideal situation, but I get that.
I didn't know who banged. Multiple people could have banged on that bed.
You're right, but the fact that you don't know them and they are not your parents, I think, makes the situation different. Because you're right. I had every bed I had up until I moved in with my wife was a secondhand bed.
So what are you worried about?
From family members. I couldn't take it from my parents. There is just something about the idea of knowing that my parents had sex on this bed, and now I'm going to share it. Because I'm not even, it's not even just sleeping alone in it. I'm sharing it with my spouse.
But is that even, but I mean,
there would be a point where you're getting it on with your fiance or your now soon-to-be wife, and it would pop in your head that you and your your mom and your dad were banging on that. No.
Think about like the groove of the bed where your dad.
That's your mama's groove.
Your mama's booby groove.
Yeah.
Booby groove, one of my favorite members of Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, but I mean, like, and don't forget, your father probably laid in there a couple nights when nothing was going on and just, you know, rubbed one out.
Well, there's that, too, to consider, I suppose. Yeah. Thank you.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Charlie looks like a guy in his 20s. He's getting married. Mm. Bought a house with his fiance. Says that they're looking to buy a new bed, and his fiance mentioned this to his mom.
Mm.
His mom, which I also find funny, she didn't go to Charlie at all for the bed.
Yeah.
She went to his fiance, which happens more than you think. It is amazing how mothers will all of a sudden.
Well, because they know that they're going to be pressured into saying yes more than your kid. Like, your kid's probably going to tell you no to your face, but if it's something you really want to get rid of.
Ah, good call.
You go to the significant other because they're going to feel bad saying no.
Charlie does not want his parents' mattress, says it's gross. His fiance says it's a California King. They couldn't afford that. Says even if they bought something else, they're saving $1,000 minimum buying this thing. Past the grossness of this dad's mattress, right? Charlie may be making a massive mistake past the financial implications.
What's his mistake?
Okay, so it says here that he and his fiance are moving in together for the first time, right? In their house. Mm-hmm. And it seems, Tommy, based on him writing a radio show about this, this may be a major issue.
Sure.
Maybe one of their first major issues.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he skeeved out, Kimmy, even if this is something he doesn't want to budge on, is this the battle you want to pick and how you want to start your marriage and cohabitation with your fiance?
Mm-mm.
I'm talking to Kimmy.
Didn't say a word.
Yes, because this is where you lay your head down every night. This is, you spend. Spend a lot of time.
Lay with my daddy and mommy, dude.
You don't even have rhymes, man. You're just taking swings.
Did Dylan a lot of times.
You're with everything rhymed.
They call him a poet. A lot of that stuff really didn't rhyme.
Name me a song that didn't rhyme for Dylan.
Across my big brass band.
Kimmy, what are you?
This is where some people spend the most time with their significant other. And if that bed is going to bug you to the point where you are always reminded of that, I think it could have an effect on your relationship.
Okay, look, I understand where you're coming from. I do. But every married man who heard the Facebook message from Charlie, he recognizes the spunk. We recognize the spunk in that kid, right? Right? Much like his dad's spunk is dried into this mattress.
Oh, I got to be quiet, but you're spluing.
Spluing?
Yeah.
Charlie has his ideas. Charlie has his principles. And if he doesn't like
his
something,
principles.
Because he's a man, he's going to tell his future wife, this is how it should be, right? But here's the thing, Tommy, that eventually gets beaten out of all this, right? Or you get divorced, one of those two things, right? If you have been married a long time, the attitude you're hearing from Charlie is long gone. He even says at one point in the Facebook message, let me pull it back up here, I'm not backing down.
Yeah.
Like, that is a man who has never lived with a woman before and has never been married.
Right.
Like, I mean, I agree with you, Kimmy. I do not want this mattress. I want no part of it. It's gross. Yeah.
But you can work around it. Even if you're grossed out, you can work around it.
How?
You can buy you can buy those plastic
rubber sheet?
Yeah.
Well, like I'm your dad going to eat lobster.
Yes.
Try them out. Not a sniff.
You could buy one of those mattress toppers, but those are expensive. Like, those aren't cheap, especially
for
that size.
But you're getting a free goddamn bed if it costs you a couple $100. You got a brand new king size bed, California King.
California King bed.
He's not gonna know that.
What?
Yeah, it's a Rihanna song. You're right. I'm sorry. Oh. Well, it was 10 years old. I thought he'd be able to.
No, but you could work around it.
No, but you're pro gross mattress. You're pro mom and dad banging mattress anyway, so you're not a guy to even have this discussion with. Like, I'm trying to figure out in my head the skeeviness of mattress that would bother me versus this major potential fight with a woman that I'm not married to yet and not living with.
You don't want that fight, bro.
This mattress is a gateway mattress.
To what?
Because if you accept this mattress, you're going to have to accept all the stuff that she would want to accept from your parents.
She is right about that. If you take something that's valuable, you can't say no to anything else.
Yeah. But, bro, you'll eventually weed it out of the house, and you'll get your own new stuff. But right now, if you're broke and you ain't got any cash,
I'd rather push the two beds we have together and call it a king-size bed.
What are you, I Love Lucy? We're going to push these beds together tonight.
And that never works. You got that DMZ in the middle there. You're banging in Korea. Kim Jong-un's got your shoulders.
No, but I mean, getting sodomized by Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, well, he's a pretty bad dude, bro.
Okay, so, you know, you said something. Right. You're collecting all this other stuff from family members that they'll give you that eventually you'll weed it out. No, you won't. Everybody has all the stuff that people gave them in their basement still.
Live in your garage or basement till the end of time.
I've been in my house 15 years. I don't think we got rid of any of that stuff.
Oh. Because you know what else happens, too? Family members start to pass away, and then you can't give away that thing they gave you because that's... It's the last memory of
sentimental
grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle, whoever.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF at the Break Room Facebook page. Again, we're talking about a guy named Charlie. He wrote us a Facebook message earlier this week, and it's long, but the crux of the Facebook message is he's engaged.
Mm.
They bought a house. He looks like he's in his mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
His mother went to his fiance after she randomly mentioned that they were buying a mattress, right, for the new house. Mom said, take our mattress.
Take
we're getting
old
a new one.
Yeah,
California king bed. Charlie does not want it. He is skeeved out by the fact that his parents had sex in that bed, and he would be having sex with his new wife in that bed. The fiance wants it bad, says it's going to save him a ton of money, and that he is being a weirdo. Stacy writes us on Facebook.
Yeah.
This guy needs to get over himself. We just bought a king-size bed, box spring and frame. We went middle of the road and spent almost $2,000.
God damn.
I would take a bed like that for my parents in a second. That's the other debate.
What's that?
How much money you would have to save here to make it worth it, where you could get over it.
To forget about it?
Yeah.
4G?
Well, no, you wouldn't.
Let's say you take, like, that bed probably brand new is a $4,000 bed. Frame, mattress, everything.
Is that expensive?
Oh, beds? If it's a whole set,
all
yeah.
Right, all right.
Would you if $4,000 could you lay in your daddy's love, and your daddy and mama's love?
Not anymore. Not the
in
way
your love nest.
Shut up.
Why? We made you child.
Why is Elvis?
Where
here?
We birthed your child?
Okay.
Oh, this is Elvis.
She gave birth in the If she gave birth in that bed, I'm not taking it.
Well, she got close. Maybe her water broke.
For God's sakes,
well,
man.
Well, that does happen.
I mean, mind is just wandering today.
Kimmy, would saving $4,000 be enough to make you?
But
take
it's not
parents?
$4,000 because it's probably like a 15, 20-year-old mattress.
But it's $4,000 you're not spending, so you are saving it.
Right. You might have to need another bed for 10 years.
No.
How long
I'm working with what we got for now.
How long is a bed supposed to go for? Serious question.
I think it's shorter than you think, but people will make it work way longer.
Like a mattress?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're really talking about.
Yeah, mattress. Yeah.
People probably have mattresses for 20 years.
I've had my mattress 15 years. Am I busted for having it for 15
years? Yeah, you are.
How long you had your mattress for?
Because we did, we bought a new one when we were. I would say the mattress.
Oh, I'm sorry, you stopped talking. You stopped talking.
I was. I was trying to remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, you bought
because we
one,
had one of those ones where you lift your head and your feet up.
Where were you?
I'm old. It's hard to get out of bed, Pat. Yeah. I would say ours right now is about 8 years old. So we're coming up on it.
Yeah, you are because according to the mattress people.
Yeah.
Mattress should generally be replaced every 7 to 10 years.
7 to 10? Yeah. Oh man.
But here's the
it
thing.
It says it can last up to 12. Like most people are way past that.
But
here's the thing. You sweat and your old man sweats.
He is a big sweaty
guy.
So
you can take that lifespan down a couple of years. I'm gonna say y'all need to change it about every 5 years.
Shut up.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going
to
say,
on his side. We try to flip it every now and then.
Your mattresses should not celebrate a birthday.
Shut up.
Just like running shoes.
All right, let me ask you this question. Here's how we'll know. Because you're not skeeved out by your parents banging in the bed.
Because there's nothing there.
Okay, fine.
By the way, all that's, there's no germs. They're dead. It's just dried skin.
And batch.
Yes. And by the way, you think batch penetrates that deep into a mattress?
Oh, yeah. They're moving, man.
I mean, they say your sweat penetrates that deep into a
mattress.
But
he would have to, like, literally be dry humping the mattress to, like, get it in there.
Okay. We now have to compare
like
something.
Like he's drilling for minerals.
We now have to compare something to skeeve you out.
Okay.
Because you're not skeeved out by this. Let me ask you a question. If you were going to save $2,000 on something, you are skeeved out by feet.
Oh, yeah,
what?
You are.
You're skeeved out by feet, right?
You don't want to see any
people's
toes.
Feet.
Yeah. All right, dude's feet.
Yeah.
All right.
Feet in general.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm going to give you $4,000. Mm-hmm. All right. And for the next 10 years, the life of a mattress that you'll get out of this, you have to give me a foot rub.
No, I'm never touching you.
No. What? You just said $4,000. Sold. Damn. Every night for the next 10 years, I come over.
I'm out.
I take my socks off, rub my little toesies, and you have to give me a 10-minute foot rub every night.
I'm out.
Okay. So there you go. Because that's way less gross than sleeping on your parents' batch. Oh, what happened, tough guy?
Well, the foot thing skeeves.
That's what I'm saying, man. And that's a weird skeeve. Most guys, I think, for $4,000 would maybe not 10 years worth of foot rubs. I got weird toes too, man. Get ready for this.
Who doesn't have weird foot?
No, like my one toe is shaped like the tip of a penis. It's very strange.
Wow. The fact that you did that comparison one night.
Well, when you look down,
would you go like this?
They're both there when you look down, man. I find it funny.
I can't look that far.
You immediately shut down.
I have to look around. What? Yeah, feet gross me out.
No, but you immediately shut down the conversation. You argue for 20 minutes. Feet is way less disturbing than your daddy's batch. And all of a sudden, it's like, I don't want to play anymore. Oh, no, I took my ball and I went home.
Well, I mean, I would rub a woman's foot. I wouldn't rub some dude's foot.
Okay, no, we're friends. We've known each other 20 years, 25 years. You got to look me in the eyes while you do it, too.
Light candles and stuff?
Use oil. And I'm going to make noises.
Oil in your feet?
I'm probably going to make noises, too, because it feels so good. Yeah, Tommy, that's great.
Well, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how you're doing over there.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm puking.
Okay, so shut up. Let's take a break. In front of us, we have another case of an unsuspecting victim that got via an online scam. And you see it all the time, and it's heartbreaking. And we go out of our way as a show to not victim blame, right? These people have been taken advantage of, and it's terrible, right? Yeah, if this specific story, Tommy, were to happen to your dad, your mom, your grammy, your grampy, I think it would be fair to want to ask a few questions.
Okay.
Because if you could get taken for this much money, what the hell did you think was going to happen if you didn't pay them?
So how much bank are we talking?
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from... Pittsburgh!
It was a whopper.
Yeah, it is a whopper.
Yeah.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department got a call about an older victim who had been bilked out of some money after receiving an email. And according to the story, they were told, the victim, a federal case had been lodged against them, that they were facing federal charges.
Oh.
And to keep from getting arrested,
what they got
to
do?
Make this problem go away, they had to pay. the victim began sending checks to various addresses.
Oh, man.
And when it was all said and done,
how bad?
They got him for $800,000.
Cashola.
Yes. Over $750,000, and it's gone. It's gone.
But you would think somebody that's smart enough to have that kind of money in their lifetime wouldn't fall for this.
No, I hear you. I mean, when you turn on the TV, you see people with a lot of money always make really, really good decisions.
But it's hard to save that kind of bank.
No, I hear you. Throughout the history of the world, allow me to gesture to all of the rich people that made nothing but really smart decisions. You're right, Tommy. By the way, when I say it's gone, it's gone. No suspects, no arrest.
No recovery.
There's no trail? It does not exist. This cash is gone. And this story... is terrible.
No kidding, man.
Look, you're right. The one point you made, this man probably worked his whole life to earn that money.
Yeah, he's probably a shrewd guy, a business guy.
And not as shrewd as we thought. Mm. And it will provide you. It was probably there to provide for him for his end of life.
Bro, it's also like my inheritance.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm on the sidelines, there goes my inheritance.
Yep.
Especially if he's getting close.
I would be more worried.
I could smell that cash.
I would be more worried.
About what? You're going to have to spend to help this person out.
Yeah, now you're on the hook.
And look, your heart breaks for...
Everybody's got to help Uncle Bob out now.
Your heart breaks for a vulnerable person who may not understand how this stuff works getting built. I mean, we've seen this story over and over again. It sucks.
Mm.
But there is also something else to this story.
What's that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. What secret does Grandpa have?
What do you mean?
Well,
Grandpa's secret social life?
Well, here's the thing. Kimmy, it's possible that this man is not all there. Right?
Yeah,
he says elderly
man.
He was confused. He was scared. I mean, that's how these criminals take advantage of these people, right? It's very possible that nothing was wrong and he just got nervous. And if that's the case, every word of the sentence I'm about to say does not apply. That being said, if you had a dad or a grandpa that had his wits about him, and then you find out that he was willing to pay $800,000 believing he could face federal charges, you don't have any questions?
Oh, absolutely. To make these things go away.
Yeah.
What were you trying to make go away?
Thank you. Yeah. It would be natural to ask, why were you willing to spend that much money thinking that you would be charged with a crime?
Yeah, what did you do in your past?
And what crime could you have committed, maybe?
I mean, it could be white-collar stuff.
For $800,000.
Yeah. Right.
$800,000.
I mean, scared.
Yes. Yeah. The money obviously would be the biggest deal in this story, but you'd have to think
he was a scammer.
No, or I mean, look, you're assuming best case scenario when it comes to people getting hurt. Kimmy, you would have to think that family member did something so terrible in their past if they have their wits about them,
or thought they may have, or could have, or they were capable of something.
I'm not thinking of like violent though. You're thinking like violent.
I mean, look, I mean, $800,000. I mean, whatever it is,
if it's sexual or embarrassing,
if it's 800 grand, if they were willing to spend almost $1 million to make what they thought was a problem go away.
All right, so there's some kind of dirty skeleton in grandpa's closet.
If this person has their wits about them, I mean, it wouldn't change the way you looked at your relative.
Now I want to know though. I also really want to know what grandpa did.
Okay, but that's just it. If it's an uncle or whatever, someone that you're not super connected to, fine. Yeah, I want to know. If that's your father or your grandfather,
I got to find out. That's not going to eat away at you?
It would, but I don't think I'd want to know.
Oh, come on. Let's find out.
I mean,
what could your father or my father possibly have gotten into back in the day when nobody was looking? Oh. Nothing. These guys were all buttoned up, good American men.
That would really F me up.
I always got to figure, like, with my old man, it could be just about anything.
Yes, and that's just it.
Like, yeah, because it could be anything from, like, financial fraud or something like that to something terrible, like some terrible crime they committed against somebody.
And, like, again, as
but usually Sicilians are pretty buttoned up with that stuff.
As I gesture to the history of the last 100 years, right, whether they're famous, whether they're not, you see these stories where just everyday people who they thought they were kind, cool, collected folks, you know, wonderful men, pillars of the community, and then something comes out
something
that happened 30, 40 years ago, and you go, oh, my God. So, like, you know, we want to believe that our parents and grandparents are good people that always did the right thing, but if I find out that my grandfather, with his wits about him, paid $800,000 thinking he was going to face federal charges, I can't look at him like that anymore.
But look, man, I mean, my grandfather had dirty business in the past.
Do not compare your grandfather to my grandfather. Because, sure, I'm sure my grandfather did some.
But didn't one of your relatives come here he was like arrested or something?
My great grandfather.
Right.
Great grandfather.
But you still don't know what he did.
So I'll tell you real quick.
But you don't know what he did.
No. I know my family. We did that genealogy thing.
Yeah.
So my family came from Ireland right around when the famine was happening. Mm. They landed in Boston, and there's years where they're in Boston bouncing around. And then all of a sudden, my great-great-grandfather, as like an 18-year-old, was in industry, the facility to house kids.
Hey, juvenile.
Yeah.
Detention center.
Out there in Rush, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
And it didn't say why. And it did say in the genealogy thing, I could go to industry, and they would have the information.
Oh.
They could tell me. But I won't.
Oh, you never did it?
I don't want to
go. Nobody in the family did?
No. I'm nobody knew.
I am surprised nobody was curious enough to go do that. But especially your dad.
But nobody. Well, my dad's a cop. You want to find out something horrific?
I don't know.
I mean, he could have pulled a blade on somebody and took their money.
Why would they move
a
kid from
Bestia?
But why would they move a kid from Boston to New
York?
Maybe
just stabbed a guy and took his wallet.
Just stabbed a guy and took his wallet.
But that's how the people greeted each other back then.
What did that sound like?
Hey, come here. Give me your money.
You didn't speak English. You just said, come on, everybody. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, as we're comparing grandfathers, I don't know what my grandfather did. We do know that your grandfather.
Yeah, it was bad.
Well, how bad?
So he came here because his uncle was in the mob.
Uh-huh.
He worked in Port of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He knocked up a woman.
Woman?
A woman. And then he also knocked up my grandmother, who was 15 at the time, and he was 27. He had to leave town because that other woman was making trouble for him.
Making trouble, he says.
Yeah. So
I love how you're telling it as your father tells it.
So here's the best part. He left New Orleans, and this is I'm going back in the early it had to be like before World War One.
Okay.
He left New Orleans with my 15-year-old grandmother, who was also carrying my aunt, with $20,000 cash to go set up a business in New York. That's how my family went from New Orleans to New York, because his uncle fronted him the cash to go to New York and start a business.
And I get that three generations away, you can tell that story and be like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. If that's your dad or your grandpa, you can't.
Yeah.
That would bother you.
People are people. I mean, people screw up.
People
do other people.
You're right. People screw up. What they don't normally do
is
impregnate a teenage girl, impregnate another woman.
Yeah.
Then have to leave town to continue to commit crimes in New York City with business with the mob.
Yes.
That's what they don't normally do.
No. But, it was back in the day, Pat. That's how business got done.
No, it wasn't.
Well, some business. Dirty business. Dirty, underhanded New Orleans business.
It would also bother you, too, because you came from that, right? Like, so part of that person is you.
Yeah, you have those genetics.
Yeah.
What am I capable of?
Oh, you can't think like that.
Well, no, I mean, it is funny. Like, the universe did make sure to even it out where he never grew taller than a 15-year-old girl. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the story out of Pittsburgh. An elderly man, according to police, received an email saying that he was facing federal charges. We don't know what those federal charges would have been. It was a scam email. Yeah. Long story short, police say he sent multiple checks to multiple locations for over $800,000. No suspects, no arrests. It seems that cash has disappeared. And that's a terrible story. And maybe this man was taken advantage of and he doesn't have all his wits about him. And that would make a lot of sense. Yeah. But if you knew your dad or your grandpa was still sharp and they understood how this worked and they were willing to pay that much money to make what they thought were charges from the feds go away, you would have to ask some questions.
There's a dark side.
Yes.
What if they did it because they thought they were protecting you or a family member?
Okay, well then what do you think your kids are capable
of? That's what I mean. Like, that would mean that they think you are capable of whatever that crime is.
I will say this. I would guess if my father or my grandfather when he was alive was willing to spend that money to like protect me, there would at least be a conversation with
me. Oh, he's pulling
me.
You aside.
Yes.
Where he ponies up that kind of coin.
Right. Yes. Right?
There's no way.
Because you're right. You bring up
he's not going to do that blind when he has access to you.
You bring up a good point. Even good people, out of fear for the well-being of their family members, will do things you don't think you're capable of. But I would think I would hear about it first.
Yeah, you would.
Okay. All that being said, this could be the last generation, the one that's being built now, where we see stuff like this.
The sucker generation?
Well, look.
I don't know. I want to give my generation credit for not being suckers online, but I think we're finding out that people are just gullible.
Not that
no
we
matter
won't,
your age.
Not that we won't be suckers.
There'll be another scam.
You're right. We will be suckers. What I mean is this specific issue. Because guys like you and older, Tommy, because you're the last generation that will be allowed to have secrets.
Yeah.
Because from the moment you personally were born until you showed up on the radio in Rochester, you were a ghost.
Yep.
Right? And the majority of people listening right now, if you're over...
The secrets are just gone.
Yeah, if you're over 60 years old, until you got a Facebook page, you were a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
The only things I know about you pre-1993 are what you told me.
Right.
That won't be the case for Kimmy and I and everybody under 45.
No, your entire life is documented.
Yeah.
Yes.
And your kids, even worse.
If your name ever showed up in the news, it'll be Google.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a background check on whoever you want and find out all kinds of things. And some of those searches will also show not only social media posts that you made, but people that have ranted about you on social media.
Yeah, so I can see people's opinion about you.
Yes.
Just on your own social media sites, right?
Bingo, yeah.
If you had passwords to your family's account or access in some way, you could see conversations they had with people.
You're right.
If you have their phone...
So if I were to do something horrible like we're talking about, I won't have the luxury of keeping a secret. They can just, my grandkids could just Google me.
Yeah.
So when I say this is the last generation that will be victimized by this specific scam, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. And I think that's also something people 20 years from now will start to have to ask themselves, like my daughters.
Yeah.
Do we want to Google grandpa?
We want to open grandpa's phone.
But they will.
I don't know,
man. My curiosity is just going to get to him.
I don't. Just think of the pictures that could pop up of grandma.
What do you mean, like, naked?
Spring break, grandma.
It's not out of the question, Kimmy. Because, like, look, girls you went to school with, you and your dirty corsets, closet full of dirty corsets in West
Virginia.
Yeah,
those pictures are out there.
And they're going to be grandmothers one day.
Yeah.
And we all mature.
But
most...
maybe it just becomes the norm. I mean, it's going to be.
I mean, it's mostly just going to be pictures of you at a concert having fun.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be that.
I mean, how
Unless
bad
Unless somebody has access to, like, your most private photos and things, videos, whatever, that probably would be alarming. But, well, like, the stuff that you put out there on your own on social media, I don't think is going to bug anybody all that much.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's what you're not thinking about, right? Because, like, think of your parents or your grandparents and your great-grandparents. The five pictures you have of your grandparents from back in the day, they're standing in front of their house right when they bought it.
Yeah.
It's them at their wedding. Maybe one where grandpa's wearing a funny hat.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a memorable benchmark.
Exactly, but they always look like sophisticated, put-together people.
Yeah.
30 years from now, if you Google Kimmy, you can get a picture of her just hanging out at a frat party wearing a smelly corset at West Virginia.
Yeah.
And again, that's not scandalous, but it ain't grandma and grandpa standing in front of the church or at their kids' high school graduation.
Not
but
wholesome.
Here's the difference.
Exactly, thank you.
But see, and I think to Kimmy's point, it won't bother that generation.
Yeah, I mean,
where I grew up with these fake, phony images of these people that they staged, not telling me the truth.
Okay.
So if I found like a picture of my Uncle Dom, you know, butt ass naked, you know, streaking or something, you know, like something like, you know, doing something dirty to my aunt.
Sure.
Yeah, I would be shocked. But now I think it's different because you don't have that fake image of these people anymore.
I also
can't do it.
I find women, maybe men do this too, but women as they age almost look back on those pictures like fondly. Like, look at how young I was.
Look how hot you were.
How good I look. Like,
okay. Look at grandma's clipper.
I think you may see them in a different light. You may not be embarrassed by them, put it that way. You'd want people to see you at your best.
I get why women would feel that way personally.
Check it out, grandma's tight can.
And maybe guys do too, but if you didn't know that side of your grandma and all of a sudden it shows up one day.
Yeah.
But you may know that side of your grandma from the start. I don't know.
Fair enough. We're going to find out. We're all going to find out together over the next couple of decades.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Oh, every once in a while you see someone from your past show up and you go, thank God I am not dealing with that anymore.
Okay.
And the Buffalo Bills as a franchise and Bills Mafia as a whole has to have that kind of feeling this morning.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we're coming up on almost a year since the shocking Stephon Diggs trade.
Came
out of nowhere. The Bills, despite having to eat a bunch of money, not having someone of his caliber on that receiving, in that receiving room, said, not worth it. And a lot of people thought that was going to be a terrible idea. Well, as the season went on, we found out that the Bills found a way to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the most successful season they've had since the early 90s.
Yeah.
And the consensus was that despite it looking the exact opposite when it happened, moving on from Stephon Diggs was the smartest thing the Bills have done in a long time.
Yeah.
And that might be underlined with a couple of exclamation points today.
What happened?
Stephon Diggs has filed a lawsuit against a woman he used to, I guess, date?
Yes.
So, Kimmy, I'm not familiar with this woman.
I don't know. But she must be, like, a known person. Like, I don't know if she's an influencer or something.
He's suing her.
He is suing her.
Yeah. Right.
Her name is Mulan Hernandez, a model and TV personality. He says the two had a casual relationship for months. One morning at 6 a.m., she showed up at his apartment after a night of partying and proceeded to aggressively berate him. Now, this is Diggs talking.
Okay.
Diggs says the woman entered his gaming room, ignored his instructions to leave, and then continued to go off on him. Eventually,
It's a flex.
Diggs says the woman then shifted her focus to his possessions, destroyed an expensive PC, a $130,000 watch.
God damn.
And then tossed his phone in the toilet.
That is a statement move right there.
It goes on.
Yeah.
Diggs then claims she punched him in the chest several times and said, quote, you won't be playing this year, which he took as a threat to his pro career.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, she left the hall. He eventually left after she refused to leave. This is according to Diggs.
So he left his place.
This is what he says.
Right.
He then says for the next couple of weeks, he proceeded to distance himself from her after several failed attempts for her to connect to him. He claims she resorted to extortion with help from a friend who was present during the altercation.
She brought a friend?
Yes, that was there. You want backup.
Right.
So he claims that on June 7th, she went to the hospital for nausea and vomiting after falling on a wet kitchen floor. But a week later, she went to a different doctor, claimed similar symptoms, saying she had been punched in the back of the head with a closed fist.
But she didn't say by who?
He doesn't say in the suit.
Okay.
Diggs denies ever hitting this woman and says any physical contact he made with her was out of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
He also says he had no contact with her leading up to the second doctor visit. He claims that these two women have tried to extort him for millions, and he is filing this suit, quote, hoping to end the madness. He is suing both women for trespass, intentional infliction of emotional distress, assisting or encouraging, aiding in conspiracy, and assault.
Hey, this wouldn't possibly be the two women that he had in separate hotel rooms.
All right, so for those who don't know, there is a rumor a couple of Valentine's days ago.
Yeah, this was like four or five years ago.
And there was nothing to confirm it.
Right.
That Stephon Diggs did a 1980s sitcom move where on Valentine's Day he had in the same hotel room two women in two rooms that he was running back and forth from. I don't know.
I doubt it, but I suppose it's possible.
All right, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is entirely possible that Stephon Diggs, his recollection of how this happened is 100% true, and he's doing this to protect himself, right? I mean, that's what we have. All we have is...
Well, you're going to get the other side,
and that's just it.
I mean, the other side is coming. Whoever's right, whoever is wrong, you were going to get both perspectives of this incident.
Okay.
And it may not be pretty for him.
So there are one of two things happening, Kimmy. Either he is telling the truth and he is doing this to protect himself, which you would understand.
Mm.
Or the cynical person would look at this and say he knows something
getting
happened and this is him trying to sway the court of public opinion by doing it first.
Okay.
And we'll, I mean, we'll, who knows?
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Yeah.
I'm glad that as a Bills fan, I don't have to think about
it. Yeah, true.
It's gonna get messy.
Like Kimmy.
Really messy. You're going to have a lot of opinions.
Yep.
And on top of that, he's trying to make a comeback to come play again. So it's just bad on all levels for the future of his career.
Oh, and there's one more thing you don't know, possibly.
What happened?
Currently, Stefon Diggs is reportedly dating rapper Cardi B.
Oh, I did not know that.
Who is a very, he was spotted out with her on Valentine's Day. She's a very, are you
familiar?
Big
name, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's not, I mean, he's a big name himself. Mm-hmm. She's a big name.
Yeah.
That causes this story to become more of a big deal. I mean, this story we have now is from TMZ.
Okay.
Well,
he's been busy.
But Kimmy, as we talk about Stefon Diggs suing a former fling, whole bunch of stuff we just described to you. Kimmy brought it up. He's a free agent right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this situation. He's coming off a torn ACL, and he's in his 30s.
Oh, so you think he's coming to an end here?
No, I don't know.
It's a hard comeback. It's a tough journey to be on. And then I would imagine like all the stuff going on in your personal life also doesn't help.
Like, why would you want to deal with it?
Yeah.
And again, if he's telling the truth, I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, it's something that happened to him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Can he get his old job back at M&T?
Kimmy, he's going to be 32 in November.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, you saw how hard it was. I mean, it's different with the Achilles, but like a receiver coming back from a knee injury like that?
Yeah.
Even in their 20s.
Mentally, physically, it's hard.
And it usually takes a year to get back to anything close to where you were before if you can do that. So by that time, he's 33. Yeah, this is not good.
But he's got his clothing line, right?
He does have that, yeah. Very expensive clothing
line. Yeah, all right.
Thank God you didn't throw any of that in the toilet. $130,000 watch.
I didn't know they made $130,000 watches.
They make multi-million dollar watches.
I just don't think anybody owns them. For.
You think he bought it or that was given to him?
I hope it was custom made by somebody.
No, bro, there are ones you can go buy. I mean, you know, that you can't go buy
like Rolex. Like what's higher than a Rolex?
Patek Philippe. Is that what all the rappers and athletes are wearing right now? Do I sound like an old man?
They're called like a Philippe.
Patek Philippe, I think, is what it's called.
What's like their highest watch? Anybody that's got like a ton of diamonds in it?
Yeah, you're right. Patek Philippe is one of the most expensive. I don't even know how to say these other names. Audemars Piguet?
That's got to be. You probably
Something
nailed that.
Like that.
You probably nailed it on the first try.
How much?
Audemars Piguet.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Rolex.
Rolex isn't good enough anymore, I guess.
Bam.
All right, so, I mean, where does he show up, Kimmy? Who wants to take a risk on a 30?
So you don't think Houston's going to keep him?
No, Houston's...
He's a free agent.
He is a free agent. Houston did say 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, that they would welcome him back.
Okay.
But go on, I'm sorry.
Right. Well, that's what I was like, for what price, too, you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
Man. It's funny how everything works out in the end.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it went from this time last year to there was no way they could trade him. You would have nobody there. You'd be insane to, ho-ho!
Yeah.
Dodge that!
Mm-hmm.
Injury. Poor performance, and now this.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.